大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph。
在之前的一期节目里面呢，我们聊过 job interview， 也聊过面试当中如何做一个漂亮的 self introduction。
And today we're going to give you some advice on how to write a killer resume， which is also the key for you to get your ideal job。
Resume 简历又是一个英文当中的法语外来词啊，你可能还看到过 CV， 完整的形式呢叫做 curriculum vitae。Are they the same thing?
Exactly the same thing. In America, we use a French word. In England, they use a Latin word.
哦，所以这两个呢，都可以表示这个简历的意思。
So a resume is a document that summarizes your job experience and educational background. The ultimate goal is for you to get an interview with a company. Your resume should sizzle, not snore.
所以简历如果不漂亮的话，你连面试的机会都可能拿不到，那之前的节目就白学了。所以接下来呢，要给大家的建议一定要听好。如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
The first tip, looks matter.
谁不喜欢看漂亮的小哥哥小姐姐是吧，这都是人之常情。简历也是一样的，外观漂亮让对方觉得赏心悦目，那么你就成功的 made a great first impression 了。
So if you're gonna print out, make sure to use great quality paper with a clear font that's easy to read and the size should be no smaller than 12 size.
电子版的我们就不聊，如果是纸质的简历的话，一定要用好的纸张。我真的见过那种去面试然后交那种黑白简历的，我真的很服气。然后排版呢要简洁清楚，还有一个建议呢，就是文字最好使用11-12号的字体， font 是这个字体的意思。
The second tip, a resume is not your autobiography. Save your life story for your own novel and keep your resume brief.
什么是 autobiography 呢？就是自传的意思。有朋友真的很喜欢把大大小小的事情都写进去啊，要忍住，要做一个取舍。一般情况下呢， we suggest one page resume， 最好一页，顶多 two pages 也还 acceptable。
Tip 3, make it easy to get in touch. At the top, put your name in bold and in a larger font. List your mailing address, email address, cell phone, and if you have one, home phoneand possibly your internet connection username for Skype or WeChat or so forth.
也就是说让自己的这个 basic information 稍微醒目一点，用 bold 加粗 bigger 相对大点的这个字体。 You just said larger, right?
I did.
就是用相对大点的字体来注明自己的名字，然后呢写下自己的联系方式。
And then organize the rest of your resume into three basic categories: work experienceeducation background and skills and interests.
然后呢，我们把剩下的部分可以大致分为三大块：工作经历、教育经历，最后一块呢，技能和兴趣。
Under work experience, list your jobs chronologically or group them by job function.
What do you mean by chronologically?
In order of time, so your earliest job, the earliest, and your newest or latest job last.
就是按照时间顺序的。 And make sure you list your work experience in a way that makes you most attractive to a potential employer.
Tip 6, be direct and correct. Use bullet points, not a lengthy paragraph to detail your experience.
就我们刚刚说了，简历呢我们要注意篇幅，所以你在详述你的经历的时候啊，也不要大段大段的去写， bullet points 也就是写一些要点就好了。
And finally, most people will only scan your resume and look at it quickly, so your English grammar and punctuation must be perfect.
最后呢，就是要细心，这是你职业的敲门砖，所以千万不要犯一些语法错误啊，或者用错标点什么的，就很低级了，会让人家觉得好像对这份工作并不是特别的上心。那为了避免这样的小错误呢， you can have someone proofread your resume before it goes out.
After you finish writing your resume,take a close look at it and ask, would I hire me? If the answer is no, or maybe, start over. If the answer is yes, then you are good to go.
这是一个不错的办法。如果你自己都觉得这个简历不行或者一般般，那最好还是重新再来吧。一定要写到自己看上去觉得还不错，很优秀啊就可以了。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。 了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。那最后呢，希望大家都能够获得自己心仪理想的工作。那我们今天节目就和大家分享到这里了，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
我们下一次再见吧，拜拜。
See you later.